Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, well, it's Monday here on the show, and you don't know what that means today, because we got some changes today. Mike Sempervivi will not be joining us. He's got a lot of work. He's going to be doing this next week as I leave on Wednesday, and then I'm going to try and do a show on Thursday. That's my plan. We got a ton of shows coming up for subscribers, but as far as Wrestling Observer Live, I think Mike and maybe Tom are going to be stepping up here. So anyway, we'll be joined by Tom today. Tom and I have got a lot to talk about, including the Windy City Riot show and Bloodsport, which he will be doing commentary for. His usual thoughts on SmackDown, although that's going to have to be quick, because we also have a special guest today. Michael Oku is joining us here on the show. We're going to be talking about everything he's doing over WrestleMania weekend. I guess the big question is going to be, how many matches has he got? Because there was a time not that many years ago where, man, some of these guys were wrestling so many matches over WrestleMania weekend. So we'll get his schedule and talk about all sorts of things with him. So a lot to get into there. Plus all of the news. Raw is tonight, NXT tomorrow, Dynamite on Wednesday, SmackDown on Friday. It never ends. Stand and deliver, WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, Jeff Cobb's future, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, the phone number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. $10 cameos. Grab one today. Trust me, they're worth it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi, but old Filthy Tom's here. What are you doing lately? What are you, Tom Selleck? Is that who you're wrestling as?
A man can't grow a mustache?
No, God.
Oh, really?
What are we
because
doing?
I remember, about a year ago, 2 years ago, when you were walking around sporting a pencil-thin mustache?
I didn't walk around. I drew it on my face, geek.
You look like...
It was pretend for like a bit, like a comedy bit.
You look like Little Daddy from the Brack Show.
God, I don't even know where to start with you. All right.
Well, this is what I look like now. I got a mustache and a mohawk. Deal with it.
Why? You have a mohawk?
Yeah.
You just trim the sides. That's not a real mohawk.
No.
A mohawk's got to be like, no, that's, no. When did that hairstyle? I've been seeing people with that, and it's like, what? When did
I walked it.
70s
I walked
porn
in, I
stash,
said, hey.
Which was like a comedy bit for like 30 years, suddenly it's like back, unironically, and then the weird, you know, shave the sides and then down the back and leave a mullet, which also... It's like the mullet and the mustache were a joke for like 30 years. And then like people decided, oh, now's a great time to bring it back. It's not a great time to bring it back. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I say that as a man who sported at least one of those when I was a youngster. I ain't going back. Tom, what are you doing for Bloodsport commentary?
That's correct. Myself and... mixed martial arts commentary legend Jimmy Smith will be on the call. I have been watching Jimmy Smith since the days of Fight Quest.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Fight Quest, where he would go around the world training different martial arts. And now I get to call Josh Barnett's Bloodsport with him Thursday at the Palms, the very same place that I first fought in the UFC. So it's coming full circle.
Yeah, I don't think
17
it was,
years later.
It wasn't Fight Quest that I watched. It was
Human Weapon.
Human Weapon. I like that
with
one.
Jason Chambers and Bill Duff.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. That one was pretty good. Well, good luck doing commentary on that show, Tom.
Yes. If you want to see me wrestle, if you are going to Las Vegas this
weekend.
I don't,
but what are you going to be doing?
Thank you. Friday evening at Ferguson's downtown near Fremont Street. I will be wrestling at the Grap House FUBU For Us By Us event, one of the few indigenous Las Vegas promotions running a mostly local card. So you can see myself there taking on Adriel Noctis along with a ton of other great local talent. So check that out. Grap House, 10 p.m. Friday night.
Let me get one in now. Let me get one in. Hey, if you're in the Seattle area, Spokane, Washington, May 17th at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino, there's a show. There's a big show. And prior to the show, myself and Filthy Tom Lawler are basically doing a Filthy Four Daily with a special guest by the name of Kurt Angle.
Can you imagine that? I can't. When I'm thinking about this back in my high school days when Kurt Angle was my hero, I never thought, hey, you know, I dreamed about wrestling him, but I never thought I'd host a podcast with Brian Alvarez.
God.
With our guest as the one and only Olympic gold medalist, one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time, Kurt Angle.
Once you Google some of my matches from about 2000, 2001, you'll see it was a big fan of Kurt Angle. You're looking at him. I stole all his spots and everything. That's going to be a fun day. Who are you wrestling on the show?
It hasn't been announced, but I do know.
You do know?
Yeah.
Is it a big name?
Someone I may or may not have just wrestled.
Really?
10 times in the last year.
Oh, okay. Well, I know who that is. I mean, do you need a corner man? I'll be there.
Hey.
We can work something out.
We'll talk.
Yeah, let's do it. May as well. But go there, everybody. Go there. May 17th, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, 4 o'clock p.m. for the pre-show podcast, followed by the Relentless Wrestling Show.
Yes. And Brian, the last plug. I promise, the last plug. If you are attending WrestleMania events in Las Vegas this week and you would like to go to a pool, the Paris Casino pool is free. And bartending
it
there?
Is?
Yeah.
Really?
Free. And bartending there, the only female bartender on staff, none other than my wife.
Wow.
So
the
you can go
there.
Only
female bartender?
Yeah, go there, tip well, and let her know it's because of me.
I'll be there, brother.
I could use the goodwill.
Then you can get me something to eat. All right. Well, we got a couple of notes here before we get going. Jeff Cobb is leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I will not say 100% because anything can happen until it happens. But I would say I'm 99.999% sure that he's heading to WWE. So where he will fit in? Will he be in the bloodline? Will he not be in the bloodline? Will he... Some people are suggesting Randy Orton needs an opponent. I don't know how soon he's going to be there, but pretty confident he's on the way.
Well, his final match has been scheduled for this weekend, April 19th, against Hiroshi Tanahashi. So April 19th in Japan would be, you know, I believe middle of the night here, Pacific time. So I guess he could board a flight and make it to night one of WrestleMania if he had to. But I don't know that that's what's going to happen.
Do you remember when it was reported that he was likely on his way to WWE?
Yeah.
And then he did a show like a week ago. When it was over, he goes, well, I thought I heard on the internet I was leaving, or whatever he said. And then he just vacated the titles and he's out of here. And then, like, you know, I've heard people go, oh, man, this WWE, they're terrible. Like, they're just, he just won the... It's like, bro.
That ain't on him.
Everybody knew this. Like, this wasn't a secret. They put the belts on him. What did they do that for? But anyway, he'll be there sooner rather than later, I guess.
Those titles, those IWGP tag titles, are snake-bitten. Just.
No, they're not. Like, they were booked this way.
Guys get injured. Guys leave. People have short title reigns. Hey, I hate to say it, but I said it for years and years. The best tag team in New Japan is the World Class Wrecking Crew right now. I mean, what other options are there? Why are they getting a shot? They at least have some titles. Instead, it's going to be Bishamon against Callum Newman and Great O'Conn. Bishamon weren't even the last champs. Naito and Hiromu were.
Well, I mean.
Well, yeah, hey. Did you, I'm sure. Are we going to talk about Windy City Riot?
Tell me about it. Go for it.
Well, because there's two things that I was just dying laughing about. And one of them involved Naito. Because did you watch the show?
No.
Naito and Teton defeated Rocky Romero and LP. And the match is over. And I'm watching the post-match. And Naito corners Rocky Romero and starts gouging out his eyes for like 2 minutes.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows. And then at the, well, Hiroshi Tanahashi took on Konosuke Takeshita. Just a fantastic, fantastic match. The ultimate babyface Tanahashi. He even had me believing.
Actually,
the
ultimate babyface was Takeshita on Collision. Oh, my God. And he's not even a babyface.
Yeah, I mean, he's spectacular. But Tanahashi fell to Takeshita and then gives a speech after the match where he says, "The future, look around the ring. The future of New Japan is in good hands." And I look around and it's like LP, Zach, Zane J, me, Kevin Knight,
you,
Kushida, CJ Tino, Azumi, TJP, Mina Shirakawa. You need to get some more baby faces on that New Japan side, brother.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, during the break, Tom and I were talking about SmackDown. Tom is our SmackDown lead reporter, whatever you would call it.
Head.
Okay, listen. I have since been informed that that allegedly, and I use the term allegedly here, allegedly, it was a shoot countout in that Chelsea match. Apparently, like, Fightful had it and PW Insider. And listen, they're very good at their jobs. And I believe they probably were told that. I don't believe it for a second. I mean, I don't believe it for a second. Because, like, I watched it again. And it's like, she wasn't out of the ring for that long. I'm not going back and timing, like, how long everybody else was out of the ring during that show. But, I mean, come on. I think it just was a finish that sucked. And it came off horribly. And because it died such a death, they decided to, like, blame the referee, like he shoot counted her out. I just can't buy it. Not for a second.
I have a theory.
What's that?
And I believe, along with you, do that it was part of a storyline, because when Chelsea came out, Wade Barrett was talking to Joe Tessitore, and they were talking about Joe Tessitore and Chelsea feuding verbally recently. And then that played right into that count out finish. What was she doing? She was arguing with Tessitore and then got counted out. But I also believe, I also think that it was like an attempt to give the refs some credibility after that botched pinfall on NXT, where the female thought that the, I think it was Charlie Dempsey who was banging on the apron during the pinfall attempt,
and then he stops.
She thought that was a count.
He's,
but it does. It does sound.
But here's
like
the thing, Tom.
Count.
Hold on. Let me say it again. I've heard that. Okay, I know that's what they said, and maybe that's actually what she told them. But dude, if you watch it again, the referee is loudly, verbally counting Arabic numbers. One, two. I don't care what noise she heard. Like, the referee is saying what number she's on. I mean, God, it's not like the referee didn't say anything and there was just noises. Like, the ref's actually saying one, two, and she lets go. Like, I don't know, dude. And this one here. And no, I didn't say Sean Ross Sapp lied. I said I believe that they probably told him, oh, man, brother. Yeah, the ref, he just called it like a shoot or whatever. I feel like it was like something they told him and others to avoid the embarrassment of it being so bad. But, like, if you watch it, yeah, it sucked. But, like, it played into everything that they've been doing with Chelsea and Tessitore and giving Zelina a win so that she can challenge. I mean, oh, God. Ugh,
what has this feud been, by the way?
Lame.
Like, all the people who had, you know, big hopes for Zelina Vega, every time she gets split off and becomes a single, there's always this hope from the fans that, you know, she's going to have a good run. And this, so far, has just not been good. She lost to Piper a few weeks ago and then has never redeemed herself until this.
I don't know.
Hey, at least they made Piper look like a monster in that gauntlet match.
I thought overall that show was, like, boring. I feel like we hit the peak a week or two ago, and there's still weeks left until WrestleMania, and so they just have to do stuff. And I mentioned last night that it was weird. Like, I mentioned that it felt like one of the problems was there's not really, it's very loose brand split between January and Mania this year. And so it feels like these feuds are taking place on every show, and it's like, golly. And then people are like, no, this one was only SmackDown. This one was only SmackDown. This one was only Raw. And, like, I'm not going back to check, but is that true? Like, I feel like I've seen all of these people on all of these shows. Am I imagining things?
I mean, there have been instances where, like, Jey Uso was on SmackDown.
Yeah, they had that Jey Uso-Jimmy thing on SmackDown.
Well, it was on Raw.
They set it up and everything on SmackDown.
Well. Yeah, I think Big Gunther was on SmackDown one time as well. So, yeah, they've just been going back and forth. Cody's on Raw all the time. John Cena's going to be on SmackDown this week, I believe. Well, at least, I mean, in that case, that's supposed to be the SmackDown title.
I guess. Anyway.
No.
Is there anything else you want to mention from the show? Because it did nothing for me.
No, I mean, if I can't think of it off the top of my head,
probably not. You know, they're adding another belt. Ring of Honor is now adding a women's pure title. So Ring of Honor has got a women's title, a women's TV title, and a women's pure title. How many women do they have on the Ring of Honor roster? No one knows? Okay. Well,
I don't know.
I can look it up if you want me to. But in fact, I'll do it.
You know what? I don't.
Too bad.
I'm not quite sure that the pure title for the men doesn't get used.
It's been defended 6 times in a year. I guess we're not quite a year yet, but we're getting there. All right. Man, this roster page is fancy. Okay, so we've got Red Velvet, who is a champion, so she doesn't count. Athena is a champion. She doesn't count. So that leaves Billy and Charlotte Renegade, Diamante. I'm furiously scrolling. Lady Frost. They claim Marina, but is she really wrestling there? Mercedes, Rachel Ellering.
I think Marina may have gotten a win on
Robin Renegade
this past week.
Robin Renegade. Trisha Dora. Okay, so we have 9 women on the roster, on the Ring of Honor roster, that are not holding belts. So if we add in the 2 that are holding belts, that's 11 women. 11 women divided by 3 belts. That's 1 belt for every 3.6 women. I don't know. Seems like it's not needed. I mean, we didn't even need the women's Intercontinental and U.S. titles. We certainly won't need a 3rd.
Which neither of which are being defended on WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, they'll put Chelsea on there because otherwise there will be complaints.
No, she'll probably be on Friday on SmackDown, just like the tag titles are.
Possible. Here is the lineup thus far for both nights. So if you got tickets, if you're one of those people that only has tickets for one night or the other... Night 1 has Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Seth. Gunther versus Jey Uso. Tiffany versus Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu. The War Raiders against the New Day. Naomi versus Jade and Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano. Night 2 has Cody and Cena. Io versus Bianca and Ripley in a 3-way. Braun, Penta, Finn, Dominic in a 4-way. Liv and Raquel versus Bayley and Lyra. Drew versus Damian, Sin City Street Fight, and AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. I got to say, man, this Charlotte versus Tiffany feud, oh my God. I'm so happy I'm going to be there to watch it. Because it is unlike anything else on either night. It is such a train wreck. Between the Charlotte Tiffany interview segments and then, you know, I was watching that show on Friday and it's like, who is supposed to be the baby face? Who is supposed to be the heel? I thought it was simple. I thought Charlotte was the heel and Tiffany was the baby face. But Tiffany was a total heel on Friday. She even worked a match and did a baby face comeback with heel, like she's sneering while she's making a comeback on Roxanne. I was like, what is happening here? Then Charlotte attacks her and, like, you know, wants to beat her up, but the people stop her. So that's like a babyface spot. I'm just like, I don't know. Baffled. Thank you for your commentary, Tom. I'm glad you're
here. I'm trying to think of another match that,
there's
that
nothing
I'm looking
like
forward
this.
To as much. Well, I will say that on the WrestleCon Super Show on Thursday, there is Minoru Suzuki taking on Butterbean. which has me entirely intrigued.
First says they don't seem to know how to do Stratton as a babyface. No, that's not the problem. The problem is her character is a heel character. It's the same with Charlotte. Her character, and it was the same with Mercedes when she was Sasha Banks. They're all heel characters, and when you turn them babyface, if they keep doing their character, like Charlotte is the queen, and she wants all of the wrestlers to bow down to her. How is that a babyface? Tiffany is daddy's girl, who, you know, she's rich and pink and whatever else.
She's out there in the match suplexing around the tiny, tiny little Roxanne Perez.
Yeah.
And then going, what time is it? It's Tiffy time, and strutting around and flipping her hair. And I'm like, this is not what a babyface would do. You're beating up this poor girl. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't work.
No.
Like you said. And I mean, she hasn't, the character has not changed at all. I mean, the only time she comes off really as a babyface is when she's interacting with Charlotte, because how could she not?
Well, we're watching it.
Well.
We're somehow watching it. There are going to be some good matches on Mania, like Roman, Punk, and Seth. I mean, whatever you think about the Paul Heyman thing, I mean, that's going to be a good match. Gunther and Jay is probably going to be a great match. And let's see. I mean, War Raiders and New Day should be good. Rey and El Grande Americano should be awesome. Naomi and Jade has the best build of anything in the entire, like, company right now.
Naomi has been, and we've mentioned this so many times, just fantastic in this role ever since she was shown as the attacker of Jade.
So, back in a moment with Michael Oku, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Filthy Tom Lawler, very happy today to be joined by Michael Oak, who I finally get to talk to on the show. I didn't bail on him this time. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. You've turned up, so that's half the battle.
Yes, like last time you were booked, and then like I just wasn't there. And somehow Tom apparently did this show solo, contacted you in Germany, and we all made it work. I shouldn't say we. He made it work. And you. It's crazy.
You need to give Tom more credit is what the lesson is from that.
Well, it's never going to happen, Michael. But you know what? You are going to get a ton of credit, not only today, but I'm sure after this week is over, as one of the best wrestlers on the planet.
Yes. In fact, and we were talking before you came on, like the big question was, how many matches is Michael Oku going to wrestle during WrestleMania weekend? Because every year it's like, oh my God, this guy's got three, this guy's got seven, whatever. Right now it looks like you're at six. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm currently at six announced matches that are happening this week. Well, at least Mania weekend. The travel is what's going to be crazy because I am flying tomorrow, Tuesday. So I have the Wednesday to breathe. Then it's four matches on Thursday.
Oh my God.
Two on Friday, then flying back to the UK on Saturday to arrive in the UK on Sunday to do a show where I wrestle Leon Slater and defend the Undisputed British Heavyweight Championship and Mercedes Moné's on that show as well. So, you know.
Holy smokes. Yeah. I was going to, so you have a show, I get it, you got a show Sunday. I was wondering why you, because there's like a lot of stuff going on all weekend. You could have stuck around Vegas even longer. That's quite a turnaround.
Yeah. I could have seen John Cena versus Cody, but I believe that's night two, as you guys were just talking about.
Yes.
But I chose to be a wrestler, and listen, I've got a WrestleMania main event on the card that I'm on. So I'm going to watch Mercedes Moné versus Kenji as well as wrestling Leon Slater.
Now, this is quite the lineup. You've got, you're facing Evil at this Defy show. You've got you and Flip Gordon and Hechicero versus TMDK. You've got you and El Fantasmo. You and Luke Jacobs. There's an ultimate conflict match for the DPW World title. And you and Carter Black. All of these matches. Is there one that to you, like as just the fan in you, you're like, oh my God, I can't wait for this one?
So for me, the Deadlock Pro debut in that, I forgot what the stipulation is, what the name of the match is. But I read the rules and it feels very similar to Aztec Warfare from Lucha Underground. And I remember enjoying and loving that match. And I was like, oh, this is how Rumble should be. So it seems to have elements of that. So as a fan, I feel like that is one that people should pay attention to, especially all the names that are in it. There's some heavy hitters in that I'm ready to throw hands with. There's people that wrestled and there's new people in there that I haven't been in the ring with. So that will be one to pay attention to. The other one I'd say is probably the El Fantasma. That's a special one, actually, personally, to me, because he's the guy who I kind of had one of my first programs with when I first started. I was 2 years in. I had my first pro victory after a 12-month losing streak with him, and I eventually beat him for the Cruiserweight Championship. So to wrestle him again after 5 years, it would be really, really cool to do that again.
Now, you had a very, I would go as far as say, a very famous match with Will Ospreay. I guess it would have been, was it a year ago now? My God.
Probably last August, yeah, is my guess.
Yeah.
No, it was February 2014.
February, yeah. Look at that, Tom. I was right for
that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so, but that match was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And Tony Khan was there in the building, correct?
Yeah, yeah. He I believe there was like a Fulham game the day before, and he went to that along with like Derby Adam Orange Cassidy, and then he turned up to watch his last independent match and watch me wrestle what I feel was the match of my life. So and he seemed to love it. From everybody that was around him, beside him watching it, he seemed to absolutely love it.
Well, it was awesome. I mean, so you feel that was a match of your life? I mean, do you feel that was a match of your life, like, by a long shot? Or like, how did you feel coming out of it?
I truly feel like I couldn't have done any better performance-wise. And in the building, it was so electric. I've never been in an arena where the crowd is that loud, let alone for something that I'm doing. Of course, so, I don't know if you heard of Dave Meltzer, but he rated it 6 stars, and so that got a lot of acclaim from people, which is just, obviously, which is just insane and so funny to me. But I remember even before that rating came out, as I left the curtain, I felt like, oh, I couldn't have done anything better in that moment as a pro wrestler.
Now, how is it working with Will Ospreay? I mean, how would you compare working with him versus working other guys? You mentioned, like, I could not personally have done any better. What is it like being in the ring with him? Is he all he's cracked up to be? I guess is the best way to ask.
I mean, believe it or not, absolutely. He is an alien. He's not from here. The thing is with Will, compared to other wrestlers, is with other wrestlers, of course, with every wrestler, you need a level of trust. But with Will, there might be, with other wrestlers, maybe a doubt of maybe this might not be able to be pulled off correctly or accurately. There's things that I did for the first time in my life in that Will Ospreay match, because either he called it or I just thought of an idea. And I had no doubt in my mind that it was going to work, because he was going to lift me or base me and move me around how he wanted to, and he's going to take it and make it look amazing. So there's nothing like wrestling, Will, where you just can trust that everything is going to go without a hitch. He's truly incredible. In case you didn't know, he's truly incredible.
How many matches have you had with Ishii?
I don't think I've had any matches with Ishii, actually. No, I've had zero matches. He's obviously been a regular for Rev Pro, and he's done a lot of our anniversary shows. But Ishii is one of the wrestlers that are from New Japan that I really want to mix up in there with, and someone that people won't believe me, but I've actually taken a lot of inspiration from because of how much he puts into selling him, and of Tanahashi, who I've teamed up with. I have wrestled Suzuki, which was very wild, because I had to sub in for Will Ospreay.
So was Tom. I was there, and it was definitely wild.
I've wrestled that guy 10 times at this point.
Yeah.
It was no Suzuki versus Butterbean, but I put a fight in, that much I could say.
Now, I was looking up, I was trying to Google and see, has he ever wrestled? I can't find any, so you're right. I mean, obviously you're right. But the point is, I brought him up because he's one of those guys that it just seems you will not ever have a bad match with Ishii. He's like an Ospreay. Like, you'll never have a bad match with this guy. And I wanted to know, like, how you compared the two of them. But since you've never wrestled him, I guess I could ask the question, who are some other guys? Is there anybody even remotely like Will Ospreay where, like, you're just going to go in the ring and you're going to have one of the best matches of your life because it won't go any other way?
I mean, I've been there firsthand to see a lot of Ishii kind of have career-making matches with, like, Luke Jacobs.
He's
from the UK at Rev Pro.
Yes.
But do you know what's even funny? At an independent level, on the European wrestling level, I would say Luke Jacobs is one of those people who I've seen him go up and down the country, up and down parts of Europe in, like, Italy or Spain, wrestle random people that I've never heard. He wrestled a guy called Rambo in Germany, and it was one of the best matches I've ever seen. And I don't know if Rambo has that in him, but Luke brought it out of him. And that's the biggest compliment that I can give for Luke, is that I've seen him have absolutely astonishing performances with people that I've never heard of. And he can do it with pretty much anyone. So yeah. I guess I'd say Luke Jacobs.
Yours truly, included in that list against Luke James.
Who you wrestled, yes.
He carried a scrub to a good performance. What can you say?
Now taking Will Ospreay out of the picture, I mean, if people are listening to this right now and they're like, I need to see some Michael Oku matches. I mean, what are some of them that you feel, aside from the Ospreay match, it's like, this is one of the best matches I've ever had?
Oh, my gosh. So, I think I would go back to Luke Jacobs. I'm talking about how the good people that he's wrestled and how he makes people look good. One of my most proudest matches, I would say, would be the anniversary show match that we had. I think he might have been intended for that, Brian. I forget. But from last year, the day before All In.
Yes.
It was such an achievement, I think, for the both of us, where the year before, it felt clear that the tickets were sold because, A, there were some people that were there for AEW Wembley and they wanted something to do the day beforehand, but also, Will Ospreay vs. Shingo was announced. So when that's the main event, you're going to get people in the building. But those are two worldwide stars from New Japan, soon to be AEW. And I think it was a bold decision by RevPro to have two British independent wrestlers be the main event the next year. And we drew near enough 4,000 again. And in a match that I just feel like went really, really well. When you come through the back, and as Zack Sabre Jr. said, you gave the perfect performance as a champion. Brings me to tears, but it's very, very cool that he was able to do it.
You know, you had that match with Ospreay, and Tony Khan was there. And I seem to like recall people were saying, oh, you know, Michael's on his way to AEW. And then you did the one show, right? Was it Wembley?
No, so I did when they did a Cardiff, they did a Dynamite and Collision tapings in Cardiff, Wales, and I did a dark match.
Yes. So have you talked to him about potentially doing something down the road, or what happened there, and where did these rumors come from?
That's a great question. Where the rumors came from. Those pesky dirt sheets. I feel like the rumors came from the fact that before that Dynamite taping, before, you know, Wembley, MJF challenged me to a match for the international, or the AEW American type championship, whatever he called it at the time. He challenged me for a match at RevPro. And I think people on, I think it might have been Fightful, they just had an educated guess and just put out there that, oh, there have been discussions about potentially Michael Oka being coming into AEW. And I think that's where it came from. Or at least if those discussions happened, they weren't with me.
Yeah, I think it was like, yeah, Tony had been at a show, and then there was the MJF thing, and then like you lost a big match, and people were like, oh, he must be on his way out. It was something that all kind of came together. But
100%. It felt like it was almost like all these stars were aligning for me to then debut full-time for AEW. But honestly, that was just something that was never discussed at that point. I've got a relationship with Tony Khan. I've said this before, like we're very cool, and we're open to working with each other in the future. The way I see it, I look at, when it comes to AEW stuff, I see that they're doing Forbidden Door in the UK later on this year, and I can look at that as a potential goal for me to be on that show. But until then, I'm just hanging out in America doing way too many shows in the one day.
Yes, you are. I did notice, maybe I'll say this like as we're going to break so you don't have to answer the question, but I did notice that you said that you had six advertised matches. I don't know if maybe there's more to it than that, but thank you, Dom. You hit the music at the right time. We'll be back in a moment. Perfect. Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Filthy Tom Lawler. Young Michael Oku is here on the program here today. Talking about how decrepit I was during the break. But hey, you got a lot of shows coming up. Let's get some plugs in for this Vegas weekend. Where can people watch Michael Oku?
So, yeah, I mean, when it comes to Vegas, I'll be there 48 hours where you can try and catch me. And if you can see me at the merch table, please check out. I've got some specific Las Vegas merch. Just come and say hello. I'll be happy to do that. If not, michaeloku.com. You can get the T-shirts from that same place or go to revproondemand.com to watch me wrestle at my essentially home promotion, Revolution Pro Wrestling. And, yeah. The OJMO for all your social media needs as it pertains to Michael Oku.
At the OJMO. And I did some math here, which is always dangerous. But if we presume that during that 40 hours you're going to get some sleep, I estimate you have one match approximately every 3 hours when you're in Las Vegas. One match every 3 waking hours. Good God.
But I just doesn't feel good now.
Well, you don't have to sleep. It's Vegas. Then you could have one every 6 hours. I think I estimated or 8 hours.
I'll try and find the wrestlers ever off the party. Maybe.
Unfortunately, you'll be gone.
True.
You'll be in the ring. You'll be back there in the ring by the time we're doing that after party. That's how crazy your weekend is. Good Lord.
Oh gosh, what have I done?
Well, what you've done is you had a great interview on the show today, and we're going to do it again. And I want to thank you very much for doing it. And, of course, thanks, Filthy. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.